financing. Let's talk about taking over the seller's payments. This is using the other guy's bank. Using the other guy's bank so you don't have to put any money down. Now, when people think about taking over a seller's payments to the bank, what they typically think about is assuming an existing loan. In that type of situation, the bank transfers the loan from the seller to the buyer, who then becomes responsible. Now, this is a good way to get into a bank loan with no money down. And by giving the seller a second mortgage for his equity, it can also allow for some creative seller financing deals. The problem is that there aren't many assumable loans out there. FHA and VA loans, they're usually assumable, but even then you've got to qualify for them. And if you weren't able to qualify for any other loan, guess what? You're probably not going to qualify for these. So never mind that stuff. Let's not even talk about it. What I'm talking about today is taking over the seller's payment, not assuming their loan. In this type of deal, the sellers walk away from their interest in the property by signing over the deed and letting you take over their payments for them. This is a perfect situation for you because you get to control the deed, but you have no liability to the bank, right? It's the seller's name that stays on the loan, and only they are responsible, even though you now own the property. So how do you like them apples? Well, pretty good deal. Now, I know the question burning in your heads right now is, can I do that? Believe it or not, the answer is yes. Yes. With that being said, let me talk about due on sale clauses. You can imagine that the banks may not be crazy about this idea. And to prevent this kind of thing, they have what's called a due on sale clause. A due on sale clause says that the bank can ask for the loan to be repaid in full if the borrower sells the property. Now, they may have the right to do this in theory, but I've never seen a bank do it. And there are a few logical reasons for this. Number one, the bank isn't watching the deeds. They're not watching these things for transfers. You think they got nothing better to do? It'd be a pretty time-consuming job to check on all their loans every month to find out if somebody quit-claimed their deed. Number two reason this doesn't happen often is that banks don't care. As long as they're getting paid, it's all good, right? Number three, that they don't call these things due. Number three reason, if they did call a loan due, the borrower wouldn't be able to come up with the money. And then the bank would have to foreclose, which they hate to do. In fact, they hate to do it when somebody's not making their payments, let alone when somebody is. You think they're really going to want to do that? Of course not. To cover yourself, though, when a bank does have a due on sale clause and you take over the payments for somebody, you're going to want to clearly write in your contract that you have made no promises to pay off or assume the seller's loans. If you don't make any promises, guess what? You don't have any to keep. You'll find a due on sale disclosure in your contract section that clearly spells out that you will not be responsible for the loan if the bank decides to exercise a due on sale clause. Okay? It's in your contract, so it's real simple, and it basically says, I'm not responsible for your loan. It's that simple. Now, there is a similar disclosure in the forms book, the contracts book, that you want to get your buyers to sign if you should choose to sell the house to them with seller financing, right? Think about it. If you're selling the house to somebody else on seller financing, you want them to recognize that there's a due on sale clause, and guess what? You know, the bank could possibly call it due. That could put you in a bunch of trouble. Now, this disclosure basically says that they recognize that there is a due on sale clause and that if the bank calls it due, they will not hold you responsible. Okay, seller's motivation, big question, always a big question. What's seller's motivation? So why would a seller do such a thing as to give up the deed and yet maintain ultimate responsibility to the bank? Why would they do that? Well, like any other motivated seller, they have the need to sell, but they can't. Here's the most common reasons. Number one, low equity. They owe more to the bank than they can sell the house for. This is a real problem, and it can happen easily today because there's so much 100% financing going on. Face it, I mean, the guy buys a house with 100% financing. He doesn't pull a dime out of his pocket. He walks into a house with zero equity. If he needs to sell that house before the house appreciates, he's going to have a hard time because he's got to pay the bank back, pay a realtor, and pay his closing costs. Well, shoot, that realtor, let's say he bought the house for $100,000, and he had zero equity when he walked in, right? He financed it 100%, and then now he's got to sell it. He's got to pay his realtor 7%. Now he's got to sell for $107,000. That could be hard to do. The second reason that a seller is so motivated that he will let you just take over his payments, just sign over the deed. Second most common reason is the house is dirty. Face it, folks. In addition to the 100% financing problem, most people who get themselves into these spots are not really good housekeepers. I'm not trying to be funny, but a dirty, junk-filled house that's decorated with tattered furniture is hard to sell. Hello? They don't show well, and they always sell at a discount. If the seller's mortgaged to the hilt and can't afford to sell at a discount, he's in trouble. And so what happens is that the seller finds himself stuck with a house that just won't sell for as much as he borrowed. And so it comes down to debt relief, doesn't it? The seller needs to go and get out of these payments before something bad happens. Today in America, where so many folks are up to their eyes in debt, these deals are easy to find. And people are eager, they're eager to walk away. They're dying to do it. Because really, what are their options? Clean the property up themselves? They're not going to do that. They would have done that in the first place. And that would take a life change for most of these folks. Not to be mean, but that's true. In fact, I would say it's easier for a leopard to change his spots than for a dirty, lazy person to rehab his house. It just doesn't happen. So what's left? What are their other options? Well, they could go into foreclosure. That's no good. Or they could take a chance on you. You're the best solution, aren't you? Let me give you an example. It's always easier to see an example, I think. Classic example of how this works. A few years back, a woman calls me and my partner. We got a cash for houses ad in the paper. Calls up. She said she had bought her home about 5 years ago for $34,000. The area had done pretty well, and last year after her husband passed, she financed the house, refinanced, I should say, for $48,000. And that was her current loan amount, right about there. She explained over the phone that she felt like she was getting too old to care for the house. Payments were too much with her husband gone, etc., etc. She was ready to move in with her daughter, so she needed to sell. But guess what? She couldn't, given the amount of her mortgage. I knew the deal wasn't exactly red hot, so I asked her over the phone if she would consider owner financing, right? I pre-qualify right then and there because the deal's not hot. If it's not going to work for me, then we just call a deal right there. But she said, yeah, I'll consider some owner financing. So guess what? I go out to the house, right? It was obvious when I got there why she wasn't having any luck selling. This house was filthy. It was complete with fingerprints on the walls. The carpets were worn. Dishes were in the sink. And there was that unmistakable aroma of cat urine. Despite all this, the house was basically in good shape and was in a good neighborhood where it could easily sell for $65,000. Not a bad deal if I could get the right terms. So I explained to her what she was up against and asked her if she'd be willing to sign the house over to me if I would take over the payments and give her $500 right now. Guess what? She agreed, and we signed the contract to that effect. From that point, I checked the status of her current loan to make sure her payments were up to date, and I had her sign a quitclaim deed giving me ownership. From there, I helped her move all her stuff, and I gave her $500. She was happy as she could be. She was off to live with her daughter with $500 in her pocket and no $500 a month payment to make anymore. And for us, we did okay too. We went in, we scrubbed the place down, we painted the inside and the outside, refinished the hardwood floors, and threw some mulch around the yard. It took just over a week, cost us less than $1,000. A month later, we sold the house for $64,000 and made a $13,000 profit. Not bad for a couple guys who could not get a loan